really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Terror, horror, death. Film at 11.
WMFO in Medford.
Picture of these
patties,
lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play.
She's an international student from Japan, and we're here to fulfill her fantasy.
What is this? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Layers. Cook up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
It makes me feel so powerful.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Bye.
this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's no mere radio program. No, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. And it also, in this plastic sushi variation, as opposed to my alternating Tears of the God style sound collage, what we do on a plastic sushi is we always start off with some Japanese music, and then we do a constant genre jump, mixing it up with punk, funk, jazz, metal, bluegrass, electronic, classical, country, disco, as many different styles of music as we possibly can to match our theme du jour. And tonight, as we begin the new Tufts semester, we're going to have a theme called Gimme Some High Energy, with one high energy song after another in all those different genres. And we began the show with a full-length version of a song that I've been sampling for, oh, so many years as part of my standard plastic sushi intro. Shonen Knife, of course, playing the sushi bar song. And at the end, their then drummer and bass player, Atsuko Yamano, with a plastic sushi ID she kindly recorded for me at the Middle East when they were playing in Cambridge in 2007. So yeah, we've got so much high-energy music to start your rockin' weekend off with, including Wendy Carlos, The Cult, Aaron Copland, Chet Atkins, The Prodigy, Merle Travis, Joe Mafis, AC/DC, The Venture, The Ramones, and so much more. And for tonight's audio clips from who knows where, we've got some very intense samples I've collected and worked with over the years, in particular one relating to O.J. Simpson. And this was actually, I've done two songs. This is the lesser known remix of my Nicole Simpson's clips to 9/11. In particular, Nicole Simpson's sister Denise Brown testifying at OJ's murder trial in 1995 about a particular incident with OJ and Nicole. Plus, I'll be mixing in segments from the 1938 War of the Worlds radio drama by Orson Welles that supposedly caused mass panic when some people supposedly actually believed that Earth was being attacked by aliens. And then also concluding the first set here, perhaps the scariest audio clip ever that I know of from 9/11. If you go over there right now, there's people jumping off the buildings. Oh my God, yeah. So backing me up right now is Jack Marshall and his version of the Munsters theme with a big jazz band playing it. Thank you again, Coffee and Smokes Alex, for that. So let's get this first high energy set of the evening going for you right now with Taku Ishino from Denki Groove and the theme song for tonight's theme. Give me some high energy here on WMFO in Medford.
Give me some high energy. bottle of very, very, very old scotch.
We'll be right back. run a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming on. Reach down between my legs, ease the seat back.
She's my name.
You get any readings on your instruments?
Yes, sir. There's a tiger burning bright in the forest of the night. I'm trying to Saturn rings around my head down a road that's Martian red.
Eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V-shape with saliva dripping from its rimless lips. It seems to quiver and pulsate. The monster or whatever it is can hardly move. It's weighed down by possibly gravity or something. The thing's rising up now and the cloud falls back. It seems plenty. The most extraordinary experience, ladies and gentlemen. I can't find words.
jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh my God. And if you go over by there, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh my God.
December 7, 1941, actually the next day, that FDR said this is the day we shall live in infamy. We are living through another day of infamy for this country.
Check this one.
Bell
through the red room because she was there. Never.
energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
So, Lisa, do you always leave your stereo on, even when you're not there to listen to it?
Well, what stereo?
The one you left on in the other room.
Oh, that one. I was going to turn it off, actually, but I got distracted. I mean, come on. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
Hang on. You're just repeating the lyrics to Hannah Montana's song.
Nobody's perfect. Okay, I'm turning it off.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, real world historical events. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform. Community, non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio. Our theme this evening is called Gimme Some High Energy, and we began the set with our theme song of the theme from Taku Ishino, the Japanese multi-talented musician, most famously known for being in Denki Groove, but an outstanding solo artist as well, as he was in that song Gimme Some High Energy from Japan for Sale Volume 3, which was a compilation of a whole bunch of Japanese artists. And that was just that's a wonderful series, Japan for Sale. And there's also a slightly alternate version, Japan Not for Sale. And then we followed that. Oh, yeah, and we had real-world audio clips in there from Nicole's sister, Denise Brown, testifying at OJ's murder trial in 1995 about a particular incident with him and Nicole. And we followed that with Van Halen and Panama from 1984, a song about a car. And then some high-energy classical music from Wendy Carlos, an abridged version of the William Tell Overture from a Clockwork Orange soundtrack. And then the Japanese taiko band, those are those big giant drums. That was Kodo. And they're primarily a taiko band, but they work with other artists and do remixes. That was Toki no Koe from their Ibuki album. And what I was mixing on top there was some excerpts from a recording from the 1938 War of the Worlds radio drama by Orson Welles that supposedly caused mass panic when some people supposedly believed that the Earth was being attacked by aliens. But the current historical belief is that that's all overblown and was a bit more of a publicity stunt in some ways. Then we heard from a real life horror, some excerpts from September 11th, 2001, at the World Trade Center and over our news media. Mixed on top of the Cult's Love Removal Machine. And that, in particular, was the version on Rare Cult, the Disc 3 from the Rare Cult box set. Not the version that's on Disc 2 of the box set, or Disc 5, or that's on the album version, but that disc three, and that's my favorite. That one, I think, really rocks the most, although, you know, they're all cool to listen to. And then we finish things up with a public service message from the U.S. Department of Energy. So, you know, I like to go walk around. A great way to get exercise. And last week I needed to go to downtown Boston for a meeting about the airplane noise. Yes, over at Park Plaza, about 6 miles from my home here near Tufts University down there. So I walked there. It took me about an hour and a half. Would have taken me about an hour to take the T, because the T's got to go out and then it's got to come back in. And so I did what I normally do, which is kind of load up on some podcasts of both some of my favorite longtime DJs, like Chuck U for sure, but also some of my newer favorite DJs. When the WMFL fall schedule went into effect, I checked out a couple of the shows that sounded most intriguing. And I'm glad to say that we've got some great shows that are continuing. In particular, I wanted to mention Diana's Russian Hour, which is an hour of Russian music at 8 a.m. on Tuesdays. And her show last week featured all one band whose Russian name I can't pronounce, but the English translation is The Biggest Prime Number. And they're a real genre-jumping band themselves. So if you're looking for a show to check out, I'd recommend Diana's Russian Hour of January 14th. And then another show I'd really recommend is Luke Palit's Filling In this Thursday at 9 p.m. with a show that's listed on the schedule as LP's LP's. And he was doing, he was using our DJ mixer here and playing with the turntables and vinyls and some pretty crazy stuff that you aren't going to hear anywhere else. And actually last week, since we're going for podcasts that you could listen to, going to WMFO archives, stream them is the way most people have to do that. But that all works when it does. And last week I filled in for DJ Easy Ed right after Diana was filling in for the first part of that. But from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. I did a crazy mix, essentially taking two of Rush's great Neil Peart drum songs, and then I took some Brian Eno music and I digitally reversed it, like playing it backwards. And then I mixed on top of that a vinyl album that I found at the station here, Ronald Reagan's Freedom's Finest Hour, inspired by Luke and Chuck U. I think it turned out pretty well. Another crazy mix, but if you're looking for some weird sonic experiments, then that's what I'd recommend. Backing me up right now is some high energy big jazz band music. Yeah, this is David McCallum's very cool version of the Batman theme from an Ultra Lounge series. Well, let's get going with another high energy genre jumping set for you. What we're going to be doing here is we're going to be hearing some high energy electronic music with the Chemical Brothers. Remix two of Under the Influence. And we're going to be hearing from John Five, who is both a great metal guitarist and a great country chicken picker. Some AC/DC in the next set, and some bluegrass from Hazy Dixie. And also, we're going to really come to a real head-banging end to the set with Judas Priest. But before any of that, we're going to start off with a Japanese band from the 1960s, a so-called group sounds garage band. Here's Outkast. Only on WMFO, the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage.
this WMFO in Medford. Give me some high energy.
You know, be the way.
back to the edge.
Aye, sir.
Push it right to the edge.
Just step aside or pay the price, but I'm on a tear.
what walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes the slinkity sound. A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Slinky. It gives a big lift when wrapped as a gift, a very likable toy. It's falling in place, brings smiles to your face, something kids can enjoy. It's Slinky, for fun it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's fun for a girl and a boy. And Slinky Mobiles with big slinky wheels and pistons that move as you go. It makes a great sound when you pull it around. The driver's an old-timey fellow. A slinky dog, a slinky train, many more wonderful toys. You tug the string, they do their thing. They're great for girls and boys. They're slinkies, really wonderful toys. They're slinkies, they're fun for girls and boys.
It's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. So awful. Its eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V-shape with saliva dripping from its rimless lips. It seems to quiver and pulsate, and the monster or whatever it is can hardly move. It seems weighed down by possibly gravity or something. The thing's rising up now, and the crowd falls back. It seems plenty. The most extraordinary experience, ladies and gentlemen. I can't find words.
Mr. Bond, I always thought I liked animals. And I discovered that I liked killing people even more.
I think there should be complete freedom for the artist and performer. The artist should feel free to use nudity if he feels like it.
She's an international student from Japan, and we're here to fulfill her boyfriend's fantasy.
Push it right to the edge.
I was under the influence. I was under the influence. I was under the influence. I was under the influence.
I discovered.
Point it forward.
call James Simpson, case number BA097211. Read the jury in the above entitled act and find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder.
Push it right to the edge.